welcome to Bunker Sports. I'm Jeff Dotta.
And I'm Kalen Taylor.
And we're here, as always, every Wednesday to bring you sports.
You know, that intro music, that really gets me jazzed.
That's the best song of all time. I'll fight anyone about that.
Okay. I don't want to fight, but thank you. Thanks for the offer.
You're welcome. I just thought I'd put that out there.
Off to a strong start today, huh? already tried to fight, and it's 2 seconds into the show.
You. I just said I would fight for that song.
Whatever. We all know what it meant.
Yeah, we do. We got a great show for you, as always. I mean, how could it not be a great show? I mean, this is Bunker Sports.
It is. And you're Jeff, and I'm Kalen.
But as always, we're going to start off with what's going on with the Aggies all around. Courts and fields and rinks alike.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
So, we'll start with football because kind of a big win-ish. I'm just kidding. It was a big win.
Huge. It was a huge win.
Huge in significance and huge in...
Margin.
Huge in turnovers. Aggies beat Boise State 52-26.
And if you don't know that yet... Go home.
If we're the first ones telling you that and you go to Utah State, you have tried really hard not to know the score of that game.
Or you live under a rock.
Even then. I was turning over rocks after the game telling people. Aggies had 8 turnovers in the game, 7 in the first half. Which really just kinda led to the win. I mean, it doesn't happen without those.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it was great.
So the Aggies are now 3-0 in conference. They are at San Diego State on Friday on ESPN2.
Who has the exact same record?
In conference.
My dad.
Overall. Yeah.
4-3. However, one of their losses came to, like, Southern Alabama or something. It's weird. Strange.
Strange things
strange goings-ons. Going-ons? I'm done.
Something like
Move
that.
Move on. Let's go.
Utah State is 1-10 all time against San Diego State, and they are 1-7 on the road. But, I mean, Utah State's record against every team is just not good.
They have never won... Well, no, they have. They haven't won on the road in San Diego since 1967, well, if I'm not mistaken.
Now's a good time to start.
Yep.
But, I mean, we're going to talk a lot more about the Boise game. We're going to talk a lot more about just football in general. So we're going to go ahead and move on to volleyball, which lost in straight sets twice last week at San Diego State and at Nevada.
Yeah, a little bit of a tough season for them, we said last week.
It's just a tough season. It really is. I mean, they're 5-17 overall, 1-7 in conference. They're at home, I mean, against two good teams this week. Thursday, they're home against Wyoming, and Saturday, they're home against Colorado State, who's ranked 20th in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, Colorado State's real good.
Mm-hmm. And they lost to both of those teams earlier in the season on the road. I don't know if being at home will change anything. We'd hope so.
You can always hope, can't you?
And the Colorado State game is at 7 p.m. on Saturday, just kind of right during the howl. Well, right before the howl.
Yeah, they may have done that on purpose. Like, yeah, we don't want people to show up to this.
I'm pretty sure they didn't do that on purpose. I don't think that they had the intention of, you know what, don't come to this one. I don't think they would have done that.
Oh, boy. That's bad.
What if they beat Colorado State and no one's there?
That would be interesting. I'd write a story about it.
Yes, we would. Soccer had a little bit better week last week. They beat Air Force 2-0 on Friday, and then Colorado College 3-2 on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, Jeff and I were talking about this on Sunday. The soccer team is so good. They have so much talent, and they're just really inconsistent in the way that they play. It's very strange.
They really are. I mean, Colorado College is third in the conference. They beat San Jose State on the road, and that's San Jose State's only loss in the conference. But then they've lost to, like, UNLV, who's, like, 7th in the conference.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
It really doesn't make sense. The soccer team's 9-7-1 overall, 4-4 in conference play. They're tied for 4th in conference. This week they are at Colorado State and then at Wyoming.
You know, big takeaway from the weekend, though. Jessica Brooksby is really good.
Really good. She scored, I think, 3 goals over the weekend. And she's at 10 on the season.
Yeah. Yeah, she's killing it.
She is what we would say killing it.
Yeah. Slaying, really.
I wouldn't say that.
Why not?
I don't like that.
All right, fine.
The golf team at the Utah Invitational took second out of 13 a couple weeks ago. This week, they were at the CS Northridge Invitational.
Cal State.
Hockey had its first home game.
Oh, yeah, it did.
Against Weber State on Saturday.
Yeah, they lost. Hockey team lost.
Yeah.
It was kind of unfortunate. No, the players were not too happy after that one.
Well, wouldn't imagine.
They...
Especially Utah State versus Weber State is a big rivalry with hockey.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, Utah State's hockey team is bigger, stronger, and faster than Weber State's hockey team this season, and they just didn't play very well in the third period of that game. So, unfortunate, but they've got, I think, two more home games this week. So, yeah.
Nice. Those games are always a good time to get out to.
Oh, I love hockey games.
Yeah, no, they're...
They might be one of the funnest Aggie sporting events. And it's amazing how many people go to them.
Yeah.
Like, last year I remember sitting next to this, like, 60-year-old man that was just decked out in Utah State hockey jerseys, which cost, like, $60.
Yeah.
And just, like, he was just screaming profanities. It was one of the greatest things I've ever seen at a Utah State sporting event. Like, someone got hit, and he just started calling him out. It's like, get back up onto the ice. Get on your skates. But, like, just laced with, like, some of the dirtiest language I've ever heard. And I was like, you know, hockey fans. Wow.
No, I mean, obviously it's not going to compare to the attendance of football and basketball games. But
no, but that,
it beats everything else by far.
They get that place packed.
They pack that place. I mean, it gets way more attendance than any other school-sanctioned sports besides football and basketball.
It's awesome.
Oh, no, it's huge. Big time.
Oh, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have some of your favorite segments for you. But first, we're going to play you a song.
City I was born in, left
All right, you're back listening to Bunker Sports, and I'm still Jeff.
That's good. Otherwise, I'd be real nervous. I'm not speculating, but I'd say you'll probably be Jeff for the rest of the show.
I don't know. One of these days, we might throw in a curveball, send in another host.
Okay. I'm excited for that day. I'm still Kalen until that time.
Well, I mean, you would still be Kalen, unless we send in two different hosts.
Ooh.
Getting tricky.
Like Bane? Can we have Bane come in?
Oh, we could have Bane come in.
Let's have him in right now.
Right now?
I'm Kalen, and this is Bane.
I'm Bane.
All right, let's move on.
All right, yeah, that was, we shouldn't do that again.
Yeah, well, it's worth mentioning that Bane just stopped by the studio.
For yeah, all those, Bane, he left too. Just totally left.
Yeah, he's gone now. Yeah. He ain't coming back.
Bane would be a great NFL linebacker, though, let me tell you. Have you ever thought about that? Like superheroes, we should do a whole segment one day as what superhero would play in position-wise.
I would like to see...
Spider-Man would be a point guard. Don't tell me that's not Spidey senses. Spider-Man would be a great point guard.
He'd be great anything. He could put a web on the ball and score from anywhere on the floor.
I guess he would be a pretty good slot receiver, too. Yeah.
Did you like that sound effect?
Yeah. Who needs real sound bits when you have Kalen?
You know, that's what the Redskins need.
Is Spider-Man?
Yeah, as a receiver so that someone can catch the balls that Kirk Cousins is throwing.
They need RG3 back at Q.
They need something. Yeah, they're not good.
Yeah, I don't know if Batman would be a great athlete. Hockey?
The enforcer? Just put him on to take a penalty and start a fight?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much it.
Okay, anyway. That went on a little too long.
Maybe lacrosse? I don't know.
Like Batman or lacrosse?
I don't know.
Batman play lacrosse?
I don't think he'd be good at sports.
I don't think he would either.
The Hulk, though. He could play anything.
Put him in at fullback.
Do you like my superhero sound noises?
I didn't like that one.
Sound of...
That kind of sounded like a dying whale.
And then there's the Spider-Man noise, too.
That was pretty good. I don't know what you're doing, because I can't see your mouth, but...
I don't really know either.
Anyway, okay. That was... That went on way too long.
I gotta disagree. That was awesome. You know what? Let's move on here and let's do some things that are worth mentioning.
Yeah, let's do that. No, are we doing worth mentioning or lightning round first? I thought we were doing lightning round first.
Oh, let's do lightning round.
Lightning
then.
Round. You can hear it's raining in the studio because lightning just struck. Lightning Round is one of our new favorite segments where we offer you no analysis. Kalen just picks games.
I love it.
It's my favorite.
I haven't even looked through the slate of games this week, so
no,
I
never
have
do.
No idea.
I always just come up with games for you. I mean, mostly it's awesome. I mean, it's there's no surprises really this week though. Usually I try to throw in like a random thing that you probably wouldn't know about.
Women's basketball.
Or soccer. But yeah. I didn't do that this week. I gave you pretty straightforward. I mean, there's some baseball, but you don't know much about baseball.
It's true. I don't know really anything.
Okay.
The Mets win last night?
Yes. Yes, they did.
You don't know either?
Well, no. I didn't know whether I should tell you that for lightning round, but you can know that.
Okay.
Now I spoiled it.
I thought they did.
Yeah, no, they did.
Because I saw a whole bunch of people tweeting about Back to the Future.
We're going to start with NFL.
Okay.
Cleveland versus St. Louis.
Cleveland.
Oh, you're the worst. Seattle versus San Francisco.
Seattle.
New England versus the Jets.
New England. Not even close.
Dallas versus the Giants. Wait, not even close. The Jets.
Giants.
Are 4-1. Oh, okay. Philadelphia versus Carolina.
Carolina. Just because that's my favorite team.
Yeah. Utah State versus San Diego State.
Utah State.
Utah versus USC.
Utah.
They're not even favorite. Did you know that?
They're not?
No.
USC is crumbling.
Yeah, well, they're at home.
Doesn't matter.
Anyway, we're not supposed to give analysis here.
Okay. Sorry. You're right. This is a sports show.
This is a sports show. We don't give analysis. Cal versus UCLA.
Cal.
Clemson versus Miami.
Clemson.
Texas A&M versus Ole Miss.
Texas A&M.
Washington versus Stanford.
Stanford.
All right, moving to baseball. Kansas City versus Toronto.
It's tonight. Royals.
Ayo.
Let's go, Royals.
New York Mets versus Chicago Cubs. Could be a sweep tonight.
The Mets.
All right.
Big in the Mets.
Real quick, to hockey tonight, Philadelphia Flyers versus Boston Bruins.
The Flyers.
All right, and that's worth mentioning.
Why?
Wow, nope, that's lightning round. Worth mentioning is right now.
Yeah, yeah. Feeling? It's worth mentioning that you just messed up.
It's worth mentioning that I always mess up.
That's a good point.
I literally do nothing right. I do nothing 100% right.
Mm.
I do a lot of things like 90% right.
I like to call it Jeff Syndrome.
Yeah, there will always be a token mistake. I have a token mistake. Sometimes mm-hmm. you spell energy wrong in a headline.
Yeah, you know, it happens.
It happens. More than I care to admit. Anyway, Kalen.
Yes.
What's worth mentioning?
You know, I think it's worth mentioning that the Panthers are undefeated.
Yeah, that's worth mentioning. I don't think anyone expected that.
I didn't expect it.
I didn't see it coming.
I didn't. Especially I'm not because, speculating, but
the whole commentary for the Panthers for the last 2 years has been there isn't receivers.
Well, there still aren't receivers.
But they're still winning.
That's a good point.
I think if there was a position not to have a superstar in the NFL, I would pick receiver. Like, if I was going to pick the weakest one, because they're all such athletes anyway. Like, yeah. Even, like, your scout team receiver is, like, still a really good athlete.
Yeah, he's a good athlete, but he's not good.
So, like, where would you rather be lacking than receiver, though? Because I'm certainly not going to want to lack
on the
offensive or defensive line. Fullback? Well, I mean, that depends on the team.
Tight end. Which I guess is very similar to receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Anyway, I mean, we're not speculating, but that's just all I'm saying.
No, it's not. It's definitely not, like, the worst place to be thin at. It's just, it would be nice if they had a few people who were better.
No, I know, but I'm not saying that it's not an important position. I'm just saying, if you're going to be deficient at a position.
That's the one. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. If I ever manage an NFL team, like, you know, I mean, going all out on everything but receivers.
I mean, yeah. Because the least position I want to be deficient at is offensive line.
You know, I'm not speculating, but if I were, I'd say neither of us are ever going to manage an NFL team, so probably don't have to worry about it.
It's, you know, it's like Gandhi said, you never know.
Yeah, he may have said that at some point.
At some point in his life, Gandhi might have said, you never know. All right. It's worth mentioning that Chris Paul got kicked out of a preseason game.
That was hilarious.
It's worth mentioning that he's not a child.
Yeah, he told the ref that. He said, you know, don't talk to me like a child. I have my own children. And then the ref said, you can go to timeout.
Were you waiting all night for that?
No, it just kind of happened.
Wow,
just right now.
There you go.
But
Chris Paul got sent to timeout last night.
That's phenomenal.
And we'll have your weather on the fives and nines.
Good work. I'm not speculating, but I bet that ref was just like, you're done. Like, don't talk to me like that.
I mean, I'm not speculating, but it's a preseason game. Like,
who cares?
Yeah. Why is there? I feel like there's been so much drama this preseason. There's people getting punched.
You know what?
People getting kicked out.
That's another thing worth mentioning. It's worth mentioning, the Jazz are playing terrible, right? But it's preseason, so they've got, like, all sorts of different rotations. Like, some people don't play some nights. And there's just all this hate all over Twitter. People are like, oh, the Jazz are going to be terrible again. They're the worst team. It's just like, you know, it's preseason. Let's just, wait for it.
If a team does good in, like, preseason of the NFL, I'm actually worried for that team.
Yeah, because they're not going to get any better.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. And then, like, spring training means literally nothing. It's so, just, like, prospect.
Yeah, I think it's worth mentioning that there's a lot of people that are just hating on the Jazz right now. Yeah. It's like,
let's take it easy. I mean, it is going to hurt. It is going to hurt with ACL. Oh, my gosh, I'm blanking on his name.
Dante Exum?
Yeah, it is going to hurt with
But Alec Burks is back.
And Alec Burks is probably going to have a big year because this is his last year of his contract.
Yeah, he's probably going to start.
Well, he's going to have to. Who else would start a point guard?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, wait, no. Alec. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
Alec Burks. Okay. Trey Burke.
Yeah, Trey Burke's going to start.
Yeah.
And he's well, out of the
year. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All anyway, right. It's also worth mentioning that Utah State basketball held its first open practice in like more than 15 years, which is...
I'm not speculating, but is that about the amount of time that Stu was coach?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's about that time. So, I mean, I think it's worth mentioning. It was kind of cool.
No, I'm sure. I was bummed I couldn't go. How did they look?
It was about a two-hour practice session. They ran lines a lot. It was interesting.
Are they going to have more open practices?
I think they're just planning on doing, like, one a year.
Oh.
They might do more. I don't know.
I just don't get it. It was not have an open practice?
It was kind of cool. I sort of enjoyed it. So, yeah. Anyway, it's worth mentioning.
Yeah, definitely worth mentioning. It's also worth mentioning that JT Barrett will be the new starting quarterback for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is worth mentioning. Why do you think they do that?
I don't know.
Like, they're just...
Cardale Jones literally hasn't lost a game. He's 7-0 as a starter, including a national championship win. Like, nah, you're not good enough to be our quarterback anymore.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on with the Ohio State quarterback situation. Because they win, and they're like, you know what, this guy's got a higher completion percentage in the red zone, so we're going to start him instead. And they'll still win. Like, it's not a problem. Yeah. They'll be fine.
That's the thing. Like, at the end of the day, like, it almost doesn't matter who starts.
No. No, it doesn't. But I just don't...
I mean, win Braxton Miller one of these games. Give him a start. It doesn't matter.
He'd be fine.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Really, though.
So I'm
sure that they have some fourth string that would also do amazing.
You know, it is worth mentioning, but I just don't see why they keep changing things.
Oh, yeah. It's notable.
You know, we kind of mentioned this earlier, that Utah State hasn't won a game at San Diego State since 1967.
Mm-hmm.
However, Utah State's also 13-2 in their last 15 road games. So that's pretty good, too. It's worth mentioning. The only two losses came to Utah and Washington. Oh, wait.
Boise State at the end of last year.
Maybe that's in conference.
Yeah, that has to be in conference.
Yeah, because they lost to someone else.
They had two this year, and they lost how many road games last year?
Two.
They lost to Colorado State and Boise State. And then I'm pretty sure they lost a preseason road game, too.
Yeah.
That has to be in conference.
That's got to be in conference.
Yeah.
Colorado State and Boise State are the two ones.
Yeah.
Which still aren't bad losses.
No, especially Colorado State last year.
Hmm.
Last year they were good.
Good fact check on that, Jeff. I was just checking you. Just wanted to see if you were paying
attention. Just keeping me on my toes.
Yeah, yeah. It worked.
You never know. It's worth mentioning that the Royals put up 14 runs last night in a playoff baseball game.
That is worth mentioning.
That's a lot of runs.
Yes. Maybe that would have been a good baseball game for me to watch.
Yeah, no, if you're going to... I think people would have expected that more from Toronto than the Royals, but... Toronto hits home runs.
Yeah, they seem to kind of be like a run explosion team.
Toronto does?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, these division series right now, or conference series, whatever.
I can't correct you because I don't know.
The ALCS and the NLCS.
Okay.
Yeah. Have been kind of boring.
It's baseball.
Well, the team with the, I mean, boring as far as series goes, not games. The team with the higher seed is 6-1.
Mm.
And both series could end tonight.
That's worth mentioning.
It's worth mentioning.
Both series could end tonight.
Yeah, big time.
You
know, Kansas City and Toronto play at 2:07 our time, and New York and Chicago play at 6:07.
You know what else is worth mentioning?
What's that?
I'm going to go back to Utah State football.
Ah.
They're 3-0 in conference play. Last time that happened was in 2012, when they were still in the WAC, and they ended that season 6-0 in conference play.
And it was the WAC.
That
was Chucky's only full healthy year.
Yep, and they crushed Toledo in a bowl game at the end of the season.
Yeah, they were 5 points away from being undefeated.
Yeah.
And in both of those games, there was two missed field goals that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's worth mentioning.
It's worth mentioning. So, you have that to look
Gary
forward
Anderson
to.
Ends up at Wisconsin.
Oh.
And 2 seasons later, he ends up at Oregon State.
So, yeah, let's just go ahead and jump right into it. Do you think Matt Wells is gonna take off the end of this season?
I don't know about the end of this season. I'm not gonna speculate, Kalen. You know we don't speculate on this show.
Yeah, we're not speculating.
But
if we were speculating,
if we were to speculate, I don't think Wells will be here in 3 seasons.
I love during his press conference. Like, I think it was yesterday or 2 days ago. Someone asked him a question. They're like, "So has your phone been going crazy since the win?" Like, asking if he was getting coaching jobs.
That's a weird way to ask
that
question.
And it was hilarious. He's like, yeah, I got a couple congratulations texts after the game, celebrated for a little while, and then just moved on to prepare for San Diego State. And everyone's like, aww. Didn't give us anything. It was just really funny.
I definitely think at some point Wells will move on. I don't know if it'll be the end of the season.
Yeah, his name is getting tossed around a lot nationally for some stuff, so
yeah.
It's worth mentioning. But
it's worth mentioning. We wouldn't speculate.
Yeah, we'd never speculate about it. We don't do that. Not here. No speculation.
Nope, never. It's worth mentioning that the Louisville basketball team's in some deep water.
Oh, I heard about
they've
that.
They've been doing some shady things on recruiting trips.
Did you see Andrew Bogut's tweet?
No.
Oh my gosh, let me look it up real quick.
All right, look it up. I'll explain a little bit. Apparently on recruiting trips, they were having players go to places and there was just strippers everywhere, apparently. There was
a lot of ones.
Basically sex parties is essentially what it's been described as on the TV.
So Andrew Bogut finds out about it and he's like, crazy story. Recruits would have hated me when I hosted their visits. Eat, walk around campus, look at facilities, eat again, bye-bye. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't want to follow a campus tour from Andrew Bogut. I mean, I like Andrew Bogut, but it doesn't seem like he would be a very fun tour guide.
Not a real lively dude. He's like, listen, I like to eat at this place because they've got all you can eat. This is campus. This is where we practice. Let's go eat again. I'll take you to the airport. Like, that's what he did.
It's just, according to that tweet.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, it's worth mentioning that Andrew Bogut may not have actually done that, but that's what he said he did. For all we know, he's got a whole stack of ones. I don't know.
I don't know either.
We're not speculating.
I just do know that the Louisville basketball team, probably especially Rick Pitino, is in
man.
A little bit of trouble.
That's good stuff. I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Because maybe Louisville won't be in the NCAA tournament. Make some space for Utah State up in there, huh? Oh, yeah.
I don't think that whatever Louisville does really is going to affect what Utah State gets chances. All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not speculating, but I don't think that Utah State's exactly going to take
you know
Louisville's
what?
Spot.
It's a goal that team has.
Oh, yeah,
like,
no, I'm not saying that.
I realize every team has that goal, but I feel like I can accomplish it. I'm not speculating.
I think so, too.
But
all right.
I talked to Julian Perry after practice yesterday, and he's like, you know, we're glad to have an open practice because once we're playing in the NCAA tournament, all the practices are open. People come and report, talk to us after, and
I like that.
It's like, oh, man.
I like that.
That's some serious confidence.
Yeah.
And Collette, he's like, you know, we got picked to finish high in the conference. We're underpicked.
Ooh.
It's like, we need to be higher.
Cold-blooded.
Wow.
All right, Team Pewter.
It's blue or white, Jeff. They don't have
Pewter
jerseys.
Every time I pick Pewter.
That's why you're wrong.
They should have Pewter jerseys. Kalen, do we have anything else worth speculating? I mean, worth mentioning.
There it was. Jeff Syndrome strikes again.
Jeff Syndrome strikes again. Do something right 10 times, mess up the 11th. Do we have anything worth mentioning?
No.
Or worth speculating.
But
we don't speculate.
We've done a fantastic job doing some speculatory. Is that a word? It should be.
Probably. It's radio.
Some talk.
Who cares if it's a word?
All right.
No? Okay.
Sure.
All right, we're going to play a song for you. This one goes out to Mailroom Guy. Hopefully this is
This is as good as we have, Delivery Man.
I mean, I just like this song also, too, so I don't have a problem playing it. But here it is.
To get what I'm after till the day I die. I asked Bobby Dylan, I asked the Beatles, I asked Timothy Leary, but he couldn't help me either. They call me the Seeker. To get what I'm after till the day I die. People tend to hate me 'cause I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they wanna shake my hand. Focusing on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker.
We're back on Bunker Sports, and Kalen, you can't give me a hard time for saying my name this time because we picked up another host.
We did. We said it might happen, and it has.
It happened. All right, we're here with Nate Lowerson.
Hey, guys.
How's it going, Nate?
It's great. Yep. Back to the Future Day.
It is Back to the Future Day.
That's nice.
A movie I've never seen.
So sad.
I'm not speculating, but you might get some hate mail about that. No, you won't. We don't have listeners.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
You know what? Say whatever you want.
The thing is, if we were going to get feedback, it would be like on social media. I feel like the days of getting hate mail are kind of... Like, if I get a letter in the mail...
I'd be stoked to get actual hate mail these days. Yeah.
I get kind of upset about, like, hate emails and hate tweets, but, like, if I got hate mail, I'd respect it. Anyway.
I don't know what to say, but I'm having some weird technical... things happening over here with this. Okay, let's go. Okay. I'm good.
Ah, okay.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
What's up? What are we doing right now?
We are doing Wait For It.
Wait For It?
We are doing what we are excited to see coming up here in the near future.
All right.
In the sports world. And just like...
I did my waiting! 12 years of it! In Azkaban!
Just like Sirius Black did 12 years of waiting in Azkaban, we're doing a bunch of waiting on the show for things that we're excited to watch. Kalen, nationally, what are you waiting for?
Nationally, I'm excited for the Super Bowl, really playoff football in the NFL. going a ways out.
Wait for it.
Yeah, you're waiting a long time there.
I know.
Not even halfway through the NFL season.
I know. I'm excited for playoff football to happen. Cause,
already, really?
I'm, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I really
we'll
am.
We'll talk again in February.
Okay. The good thing is I could be waiting for this for a while.
Long time.
So you're just going to recycle this every week?
Oh, I'm going to use it until it happens.
This feels like cheating.
All right, fine. I'll come up with something else, all right? But I'm excited for playoff football.
Oh, yeah,
you know what? I'd come up with a different one right now. I'm excited for regular season basketball for the Jazz. For the NBA. Okay? So that's a little closer.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited. I'm excited for the World Series, especially because it looks like the Cubs aren't going to be in. Nate?
I'm excited for the World Series because I'm looking forward to the Cubs' comeback. Back to the future. Cubbies are supposed to win it this year. So wait for it. Cubbies will be winning the World Series.
If the Cubs win 4 straight games and go to the World Series...
They deserve it.
I might cry. You want to see a grown man cry? You'll hear it on the show. You won't see it. Maybe we'll get the webcam up. Remember the webcam?
You heard it here first. Jeff will be crying.
If the Cubs go to the World Series, I will cry right here. I will force myself to cry.
I will too. Tears of joy.
So if the Cubs go to the World Series, you will hear two grown men cry on the radio.
If you seem like you're not able to cry, we'll just bring in a crowbar and hit you in the knee. Does that work?
Wait for it.
I think that'd
do it.
Wait
for it.
Wait for it.
My kneecap's broken. Weather on the fives.
Oh my
goodness. Favorite thing to say. I don't know what.
So what else are we waiting for?
Locally, what are you waiting for?
Let's see. Locally, I'm excited for Utah State basketball to start. I've been saying this for a week. Hey, it's like 10 days away.
You do the same wait for. We're going to stop doing wait for it. We know what you're waiting for.
I'm so excited. Oh, my goodness.
You said this so much.
I don't care. They're so good.
Allegedly.
So you went to practice yesterday?
Of course I did. Yeah.
You were excited.
With the hardest of hardcore basketball fans that there are. Because there was only like 100 people there. I counted.
Were flannel guys there?
Do you think flannel guys were there?
I don't know. I can't ever tell if they're good fans or not.
They weren't there.
Ugh. Mediocre fans.
You know, it was mainly people over the age of 65 that were there.
Wow.
Really?
Actually, Captain Aggie was there, and he has an afro.
No.
Like a fake one.
Well, he's
I was like, what?
He's rocking it for Jalen.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I can't wait for basketball because of that.
Okay. Yeah.
This was actually a really, really funny thing that happened. At the end of practice, Coach Duryea was just picking people out of the stands to, like, choose someone to shoot free throws. And if they missed, then the team ran lines. So he chooses Captain Aggie. Of course, you're thinking, like, most popular player, or he'll pick someone that's, like, really good so the team doesn't have to run lines. Picks Vico. It was awesome.
Did Vico make it?
No, he airballed, actually. And then the team had to run lines.
I should have been there for my story.
Why? Oh, yeah, you should have been. That was a high-pressure situation.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Wait for it.
So
we're waiting for it.
Nate, or Marty McFly,
has
the orange sweater vest.
Oh, is that from...
Yeah, Back to the Future.
Oh.
I look just like him.
It looks good.
Yeah,
anyways.
Is that really like the outfit he wore?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have my Levi jacket on yet. That's coming later.
But...
He wears so much... Anyway, side note, he wears a lot of clothes in that movie.
It's true.
So like he packed heavy for the future?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. And then he ends up just turning it all inside out, because that's what you're supposed to be doing right now in the future, according to Back to the Future 2.
I'm not doing that.
You don't want to know what I'm waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Hoverboards.
Oh my goodness! Sports.
Sports. I'm gonna go preps. I'm gonna go preps.
All right.
Mountain Crest at Skyview this week.
Is that this
Friday,
week?
7 p.m.
They both
undefeated?
Both undefeated
in the region and overall.
They're
gonna be a great. That's also why I'm rocking the orange sweater.
And that's Friday.
Friday night.
Oh my god!
You know
Friday
what,
night
I kinda
lights.
Wanna, I kind of want to go.
Here's something.
I might go.
This is worth mentioning.
We already did that segment.
I don't care. I'm going back to it. Possibly the two best high school football teams in the state are like 10 miles apart in Cache Valley.
They're two of the best.
They might be the two best.
It's going to be a good game.
Are they 4A or 3A?
They're 5A.
They're not 5A.
Yeah, they are.
Are they really 5A?
They moved to 5A this season.
Oh,
it's their first season in 5A.
They were in 3A for like a season, like 3 years ago.
So they moved.
Wow, they do realignment so much in Utah high school.
They're going to be more because there's two more high schools coming. But
oh my gosh.
Here's the crazy thing, Jeff. Both playing their first year in 5A. Both undefeated in their regions. Both undefeated overall.
No, I'm not good.
Really and playing good. Each other Friday.
That I might go.
I think we should all.
I've lost to both
all
of those
of
teams.
Right here. I have a press pass. I'll use it to get in.
You have a press pass to.
I have a Utah State high school press pass.
I don't think you really need a press pass for high school sports. I went to cover a game a couple weeks ago, Logan and Sansbury, and I was just I showed them my camera and I got in for free. That was literally what happened. I'm like, hey, I'm here, and they're like, all right.
You know what? Dang it, we're going.
No, right. that really is cool. It like there's some like high level. I mean. High level in the Valley, like, if you want to talk about next level, too, because that Logan Falk kid is at Washington State, and he's doing well.
Yeah.
Well, there's
starting
a lot of...
starting quarterback for a Pac-12 team in winning games.
He lost to Caressa.
That's so crazy. Remember when Caressa was going to be, like, BYU's, like, next...
whatever. John Beck, Ty Detmer.
Like, a lot of the kids on these teams hold Division I offers already.
No, yeah.
Like, from big schools... so it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Logan's no slouch either. I mean, they're no Mountain Preston.
They moved down to 3A, so...
That's the one I was thinking of.
Okay. They're kind of a slouch now.
I mean, they did get destroyed by Mountain Crest.
Oh, yeah. I covered that game. It was bad. Anyway, why are we talking about high school sports? Let's move on.
Why not? East killed Highland last week.
Wait for it.
Geez.
East is good. East has only lost to out-of-state schools this year. They lost at a team in California and to a team from Colorado that are nationally ranked. Other than that, they're undefeated. Could this be the year?
Wait for it.
What
are you waiting for, Jeff?
I'm waiting for women's basketball. I always get a little bit excited for women's basketball. Jerry Finkbeiner, I've said it before. Jerry Finkbeiner.
Jerry.
Is my favorite coach of this university, I think, to interview and just to watch. And I... hope he's got a good team set up. Last year they kind of got hosed. Their two best players left right before conference play. So hopefully this year, pick it up.
Yeah, they should be good. They have a girl that can dunk.
Ooh.
Really? I didn't know that.
Are they
going to have an open practice?
That's the word on the street.
Are they ever closed?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I bet you could probably just go.
Okay.
I feel like you could go. See,
we have two things to do this week, guys.
When you say we...
we're gonna go to women's practice and we're going to go to a high school football game. It's going to be awesome.
For anyone out there that wants to join us, just email us your information and we probably won't do anything with it.
Wait, tell them straight, Caleb.
Okay.
All right. We're going to play another song for you. Some Simon and Garfunkel. Hopefully, if you didn't like The Who, you liked Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. What is this? What is this guy's name? Mailroom guy.
He can hear you.
Well, this one's for you, Mailroom guy. Simon and Garfunkel.
Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes.
loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you've got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
You're back on Bunker Sports.
Yeah, you are.
Wait for it.
I'm still Kalen, that's still Jeff, and we still have Marty McFly in the studio with us.
Back from the future. Or past.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, we also only have 4 minutes to do three more segments. So
rapid fire.
Let's do it. Let's get rolling here.
Let's get rolling. So first we're going to do a segment about Team on Back, and... just like Sam carried Frodo to Mount Doom, these people...
Come on, carried Mr. Frodo. I can't carry it for you. But I can carry you. Come on!
That's the ultimate, putting the team on the back. He put Middle-earth on his back. Kalen, right. Who put the team on their back this week?
You know what? I'm just going to go with the obvious. Kevin Kloon, defensive coordinator. He isn't even on the field when he put the team on his back. The defense forced 8 turnovers.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but like, or maybe we give yourself some credit. That wasn't super obvious.
Maybe we should give it to Boise State's quarterback for turning the ball over so many times.
He put the team on the back.
All right.
I'm going to go with the America First Credit Union Student Athlete of the Week, Kyler Fackrell. Team on his back.
The
Fact Daddy.
He's going to get paid.
Multiple forced fumbles, recoveries. No.
One forced fumble.
Two recoveries.
I think
all around a good game.
Just a good game.
Good game.
He really is. He's gonna get so much money.
Yeah.
He's gonna get drafted. Hi.
Oh yeah.
He joined his buddy down in Miami.
Ooh.
That's great.
And Miami would surpass Seattle as Logan's favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that would happen.
Okay. What'll happen?
Hopefully.
Who you got, Jeff?
I'm gonna say Daniel Murphy. He homered again last night, and he has homered in 5 straight postseason games. He really is having a legendary postseason. I mean, I know that baseball isn't super popular in this state, but
studio.
Or just period.
No. It's America's sport. It's America's national pastime.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, real quick here, we're going to give out a nice stamp of approval, because we can. I really don't know where we're going with it. That's it.
That was it?
That's the stamp
of approval.
I don't know why it does that every time.
You've been approved.
Try it again.
Yeah, it's an 8-second clip that played for like 1 second.
Yeah, it's real fast.
We need to redo our gavel sound.
You know what? I'll work on it. But for now, that's the stamp of approval.
That was the stamp. Real quick stamp. Who are we stamping?
I don't know.
Can I?
Yeah, take it.
Suggestion?
Take it.
Uh-huh. I say we give a stamp approval to Jessica Brooksby.
Okay.
Why? Who else were we going to give it to?
I mean, I thought we were going to compare her to an animal.
We still can.
Fine, I guess we'll do both.
Why can't we do both?
Let's do both.
Works better. Ties all right. In.
Jessica Brooksby has a stamp
of approval. Bunker Sports stamp of approval. 10 goals this year, 3 goals in the weekend.
You know what? Let's give our stamp of approval to Kevin.
Kevin Webb.
Kevin Webb.
Yeah, wow. That was really good. One of our top listeners.
Yeah.
Favorite fans.
If not the top.
Yeah. He's good. Now let's get on with comparing Jessica Brooksby to an animal. This is my favorite segment of the show.
Yep. Just so everyone knows, this is how we end every show. This isn't weird.
No. Let's see. It's a little weird. What? Last week, did we do... last week Fackrell when we did the grizzly bear?
I feel like that was 2 weeks ago. I can't remember
that was
we
the
did
best.
Kent last week.
That,
didn't
no,
we? Or
no,
did we do we Kent did. 2 weeks ago and Fackrell last week?
I don't remember.
I feel like we did Fackrell 2 weeks
ago. No, we gave Kent stamp of approval.
Yeah.
We didn't compare
we did Fackrell 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And then we had the argument about the grizzly bear... And I said if a grizzly bear really can run as fast as you said, then we can give him a stamp of approval.
And we did.
Grizzly bears can run fast, guys.
40 miles per hour. Anyways, Jessica Brooksby, I'm thinking we go with the lynx.
Well?
Swift, fast, powerful,
creative,
ferocious. They can get into trees and stuff.
The funny thing about soccer is that creative's, like, actually a sought-after skill. Like, it doesn't really happen that much in sports. Like, football's just, like, run your play. Basketball.
It happens in hockey.
It happens in hockey. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Hockey does that, too. I'm okay with the lynx. Nate,
the lynx?
Okay I'm okay with lynx. Agile. Soft-footed.
Agile.
Ooh, yeah. Soft-footed. There it is.
All right.
And nice hair.
Yeah. I'd pet a lynx.
Are you saying?
I mean, like, guys, the lynxes have nice fur. Is all okay? Yeah, no, this got weird.
Great,
this got weird. Well,
I think the show's over.
You know what? What a way to go out, though. Thanks for listening to Bunker.
Thanks for
Sports.
Listening, Kevin Webb.
It's been a good one.
I'd like to apologize before the end of the show, but thanks for listening to Bunker Sports.